Then we get treated to the most tense carousel scene this side of Strangers on a Train.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just, my ass was clenched the whole time.
Because Andrea is like, hey, I want to give you a gift. And he's like, oh great. Where's my gift? And she's like, you have to come for a ride first. And he's like, okay, awesome. I hope it's a Magic Johnson jersey.
We got to get you in the saddle.
That's what it is. And he's like, so where is this gift? Is it a watch? Is it a belt? Is it a series of shoes? What is the gift?
It's my peach print.
Yeah, this is I'm sorry. This is on Zuckerman. She needs to have a cardboard, like, ready to go saying, I want you to fuck me. You know who you're dealing with.
Because we as the audience, this is why this is awful, right? Because we know from the ask at the Peach Pit what the deal is, right?
Of course.
Brandon, one of the dumbest humans ever birthed, has no idea, right? And the problem is, Andrea can't get the words out. So it's like, Brandon has no clue. She can't fucking say what she means. And we're stuck in the middle, dying on the inside, while she says things like, oh, this is making me so nervous. and then he tries to guess, and he goes, because she says something like, the gift is right here. And he goes, what, the horse? Yes. And she goes, oh, I'm giving you the person on my horse. No!
How was Donna the one diagnosed with learning disabilities? And I say that as someone who was diagnosed with learning disabilities.
Absolutely, because Brandon is so fucking thick, dude. Like, and it's not even like he's like just such an innocent kid. He's fucking on the reg. Like, you have to understand what this lady is after.
It's just insane. It's just utter madness.
You talk to her every day of your life, and yep. She is constantly drooling on your dick, and you're just like, oh no, she just likes drooling there. It's fine. No, we're just friends. She's like a wandering dog that just starts sniffing my crotch.
Happens every day. Happens every day. Really. Like, I would have been funnier if like she like Brandon can't hear and she like the thing stops and the music shuts down. Right. She says, "I want you to have sex with me."
Oh my God, a bunch of little kids start crying.
Which is fantastic. Oh. But so then, you know, big old commercial break there. That's a commercial break line.
Of course, because everybody had to go fucking stand up and throw up somewhere.
This is when he shows up to her place drunk, and again, it's not good Lyndon Ashby acting.
Was humiliated.
I mean, he storms in. I mean, it's aggressive. It's weird.
Oh no, he's an asshole and like he should be in jail. But I mean, the performance is just not great.
No, it's terrible.
You don't know nothing. I bumped into Liu Kang. He didn't even recognize me. You know what? You know, I saw Cammy the other week. She said she didn't want to even look at me.
I mean,
all right. Hey, where's that Jake guy? Where's that Jake? Here's what. Joe, shut up. He's going to come up to me, and then I'm going to do his split and punch him in the dick.
I pulled my groin. Pulled my groin. It's never working again.
Quick question. I mean, how is Shao Kahn nicer than my wife? Let's do that.
Quick question, Joe. Mr. Big Dick Jake, can he do a shadow kick? Can he do a shadow kick? I don't think he can.
I'm going to take my three huge green balls and huck them at that guy.
You know what, Joe? We were doing so well on this trip. I thought we were moving towards a friendship. But now we're towards a fatality, motherfucker.
No, Joe, listen to me. Maybe now we should start talking about having a babality.
Joe, my heart is in Outworld right now, okay?
I knew this wasn't gonna work. I told Shang Tsung it was a bad idea.
I'm gonna call Goro. He knows what this is like.
Such a fucking idiot.
Oh my god, wait, hold on, Joe. Are you Shang Tsung fucking with me right now? Joe, are you Shang Tsung fucking with me right now? Did you morph? You better fucking morph.
They have sex and he morphs into Shang Tsung.
He's done it before, man.
Do you think, now Shang Tsung, can he like, he can switch his genitalia based
on
the...
Oh, for sure.
He can get like fucked and shit in different ways?
Oh, he can go.
Well, just like any shape.
The full gamut, whatever you like.
That's amazing. Is it possible to learn this power?
Sadly, he's no. Like,
if you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.